Okay, Stella, I'd like to ask, trying to look at how the family here function in terms of Chinese customs. You told me last night that you really weren't familiar with very many of them until you came here. And then
Right.
you began to learn about Chinese New Year and things like that. How did they teach you? Did it just happen that you
No.
come to a certain calendar and you did certain things? And
you just watched to see what they were doing, that's all.
Who conducted all these events in the family? Was it the men? Was it the old gentleman, Ah Louis? Or how did they go about it? You
no,
remember?
They didn't do anything formal.
Nothing formal?
No. Uh-uh.
They burn firecrackers or they light incense or...
Well, of course, in New Year's, they always put up, you know, that big picture there, that colored picture. That was the one
they
put
up. The
one
we were just looking at.
Yeah, and that's his guardian.
Uh-huh.
Well, they always put that up, and then they put a lot of stuff in front of it and all that.
Yeah.
You
put special foods or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
The cook would prepare those things,
yeah.
And,
Well, we had a cook in those days, and so they...
Yeah.
Took care of everything.
Did you have...
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Did you have any special meal that night, say New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
I don't ever remember them doing anything. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
you
just stood and watched all this happen.
Yeah.
How about some of the other Chinese festivals? The same thing, I guess?
Well, the other Chinese family that was here, they were very Chinese-y.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They did everything according to Hoyle.
Uh-huh.
They would shoot firecrackers in the front door and shoot them in the back door.
Is that right?
All that kind of stuff, you know,
yeah.
Real Chinese stuff.
But you folks didn't do that.
No.
Yeah. I guess if you had a Chinese cook, I guess mostly you had Chinese food to eat, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
the daily meals.
Until I went there.
Uh-huh.
Then I inaugurated once American foods occasionally.
Did you learn any of it?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. Thanksgiving. You have turkey then, or?
Yeah.
Just like the Americans would.
Mm-hmm.
How about Christmas itself? You start bringing in some of the Christmas.
Well, they never did anything about Christmas until I came.
Uh-huh.
Of course, at home, when we were kids, we always had Christmas.
Yeah.
So when I came down here, well, then I started, too.
So you started the gifts for the kids and things
mm-hmm.
like that, and... I guess the men find that quite interesting. They let you do it, right?
They thought I was crazy.
They did. But they still let you go ahead and...
Nobody did anything, you know.
Yeah.
They just laughed at me, that's all.
They thought it was curious. Let's see, other customs. What happens when people got sick? Did you go to American doctors?
Oh, that's
or?
The only kind they had.
And how about the old gentleman? Did he believe more in American doctors, or did he use any of these herbs or anything himself?
No, they had an herb store, you know. They had a whole bank of herbs in the store up there.
In the Ah Louis store?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this cook that we had was an expert herbalist.
Oh, I see. So he was... had a lot, he was able to do a lot of different things.
I guess so, I really don't know.
Yeah. He would prescribe for...
I don't know, he would cook, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess evidently they would come and tell him what's the matter with him, and then he would pick up all the herbs and give it to him.
This was a Chinese in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. But would he prescribe for your own family, like the children or anything like that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Going back a little bit further, I guess, if you don't mind, I'd like to try to ask this. If it's not important, you can tell me. When you first were getting married, in the old days, of course, there was always the talk of dowries and things. Did that go on in your case, or do you know if it went on in terms of...
You mean all the preliminaries?
Yeah, all that stuff.
No, I don't think so. It was a very Americanized.
Very Americanized. Okay. You also mentioned, going back some, these are pickup questions, that you work for the National Dollar Stores.
Yeah.
Did you ever run into Mr. Joe Shung, who owned the stores.
Mm-hmm. He's the guy that fired me.
He did.
See,
why did he do that?
You see, another girl and I, another woman, she was older than I was, see.
Uh-huh.
And I was, and she and I worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the balconies.
Uh-huh.
And one day the boss came in, and he found all these boys that worked there,
mm-hmm,
had gone out and bought ice cream,
mm-hmm,
and brought it over to where woman and I were working, and they washed out all the little things that have sponges in them, you know, that you wet it and stick on things.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They washed them all out. We were all eating ice cream, and the boss came in
using those little things, right?
I got fired.
And those guys got away with it.
Yeah, well, one of them felt so bad he got me a job over in Oakland.
Oh, that's how it happened.
A
that's
friend of
interesting.
His had the same kind of a store, see.
Uh-huh.
And he sent me over there to work.
Well,
and I was the one that got fired.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry to hear that. Obviously, you were the innocent one.
Huh?
You were the innocent one. That was at the time, I guess, they only had one store. Mr. Shung hadn't gotten up to...
Well, that was when they only had the one store. That's
on Market
the first
Street
store, yeah.
In San
that's
Francisco.
The only store they had.
Yeah. I guess when you're up in the area, that's probably the most so-called prominent person you might have run into, I guess, at that time,
mm-hmm,
when you were young. Did you know any other interesting people like that?
No, I didn't get around very much. I just went to work and went home, that's all.
Of course, he wasn't well-to-do or well-known then. He was just
mm-hmm
getting started. Okay, let's move down now. Let's finally get down to... Oh, I guess I should ask one more question about that. You probably were sales clerking for Mr. Shung in the dry goods store.
Yes, and I was just sort of a jack-of-all-trades. I did everything.
Oh.
Wherever they needed help, and I was on the floor selling, and I was up in the stock room and
uh-huh
wherever they needed me. But when I got over to this Oakland store, they liked me very much, and they were teaching me the dry goods business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They thought I was pretty good, and I could do pretty good, so they were teaching me how to, you know, handle everything. You know.
Does that include getting into accounts, too, and stuff like that?
Well, I was learning how to judge, you know, different things.
Oh.
When this could go on sale,
mm-hmm,
why, and all
mm-hmm
that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going pretty good when I had to quit.
Well, I guess that kind of early training helps no matter wherever you go. And teaching you to manage things, basically.
Yeah, that's what they were teaching me, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's move on back down to time and pick up. When was your child born?
She was born in 1914.
So she came...
in January.
She came quite early after your marriage then. You told me you'd been married around 1912.
About a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year. A little mm-hmm over a year.
Mm-hmm. And you raised her at the same time, I guess, you're raising all the other younger brothers
mm-hmm
of Young.
Yeah, they were all kids together.
They were all kids together. They went to school together then and
they were a little older.
Yeah.
Of course, Toby was about five or 6 years old, you know, by that time.
So, all through these years, you just kind of took care of the kids, and then drove the gentleman around, helped him out in the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come down to, I guess, the really bad years of the Depression, and I guess the family stayed together.
Well, besides taking him different places, I wrote all, tried to keep books and keep things straight and wrote all the checks for him and things like that, because the Chinese helper didn't have any English
training. Oh, I see.
So uh-huh. It was up to me to do it.
So you actually had to do all those things in the store and on the accounts,
yeah.
Too. Yeah. Did you help him with his correspondence as well, writing some of the letters, business letters?
Not too much. They wrote, the only letters they wrote were in Chinese, you know.
Oh. And this other man who was supposed to be working for him did
yeah,
those?
Yeah, there was always somebody there that did it.
Yeah. What about Young and some of his brothers? They, as you indicated to me last time, they pretty much preferred to stay out of this.
No, they didn't like. Young didn't like ranching.
Uh-huh.
He just liked the theater. The other kids were all gone, you know, all doing something else.
Yeah. Now, I guess this morning, talking to Young a bit, you didn't make many trips to Los Angeles, and in fact,
mm-hmm.
sometimes came down to, he suggested even the west side of Los Angeles to some of the farms there.
Yeah.
Trying to buy flower seed.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something you did often?
It's kind of hazy in my mind, but I remembered we did quite a bit of it.
Yeah. This was to, as he said, to try to make up some sort of contract because you didn't have enough seed in your own farms or something like that.
Well, that he raised practically all the seed like that on contract anyway.
Yeah, uh-huh. In those days, this was when? Probably in the 1920s or so, because...
It was before 1920 because he quit farming in 21.
Oh, I see. He quit this flower farming in 21?
All the farmers.
Yeah.
He gave them up in 21.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess you remember somewhat that west, that part of Los Angeles was probably pretty much open country.
It was all just country.
Yeah.
All farms and everything, especially out on West Adams.
West Adams?
Oh,
yeah.
Nothing but, you know, farms.
Yeah. Did you ever run into many Chinese farmers? Because there were a lot of Chinese farmers down that way.
We had no contact with the farmers, just with the seed companies that contracted for all the stuff.
I see, the officials of the,
yeah.
of the thing.
But
yeah.
as far as the individual farmers, no.
Yeah. How long would it take for you to get down from San Luis to Los Angeles in those days? You drove...
I imagine it was about 6 or 8 hours.
Six or eight
like
hours?
That. Yeah.
So you'd go down one day and then do your business and stay over at
sometimes,
your friend.
Sometimes, yeah.
You wouldn't do it all
mostly.
In one day.
I don't think so. See, you couldn't travel more than 45 miles an hour, 35, 40 mm-hmm. miles an hour.
And you would drive all the way.
Yeah, and if it you went 45, you was really traveling.
Yeah. Was there anyone in the family besides you at that time who was doing the driving in the car, or
well,
were you pretty
kids,
much?
Well, the kids were going to school. All the kids were in school.
So they couldn't do it.
Yeah, but they didn't have time. They had to go to school. They
I see.
Couldn't take him.
Uh huh. So let's see. Now, I guess as we move along, the elder Mr. Louis got out of the flower business. Then what did he do? He had other things?
What did he do?
Yeah.
Nothing. By that time, he was pretty old.
I see. About what age would you guess?
About what age?
Yeah.
He was in his 80s.
So he's pretty much retired.
He was too old, much too old to do much of anything.
Oh, I see. So he would pass his time with the grandchildren or?
Just sitting in the store. Sitting in a store.
And then pretty much you were running it for him and his hired help?
Well,
besides you?
There wasn't much of anything going on.
Uh-huh.
It was just really a place to sit.
Mm-hmm. Did he sell the ranches then? He had about 6 ranches at that time?
He just got rid of them all.
Got rid of them all, yeah. Kept only the store then. Kept the family store as the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I understand that Mr. Louis decided he wanted to go back to China.
Well, yes, this was in the 30s now, and he wanted to go back to China. He thought he'd go back there and spend the rest of his life there.
Mm-hmm.
So Toby quit school,
mm-hmm.
and he and Freddie went with him, went back there with him, because he was 82 or something. No, he was 90-something at the time.
Oh, my.
And it had been 50 years since he had been back. So he said no, he'd go back there and live the rest of his life. He'd just die there.
Mm-hmm.
So they only got him a passport to go and not to come back.
Eh? Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And so, gosh, he was no sooner there than he got all disgusted with it. He wanted to come back. He said, oh, he couldn't stand it. He wanted to come back. And
he'd gotten too used to American life, I guess.
Yeah, and he said things there were terrible, yeah. And he didn't like it a bit. And it would, besides that, all the relatives, when they heard about him, this big rich man from the Gold Mountain country, mm-hmm. here, and they all came and wanted, you know, handouts.
Oh.
And that kind of made him mad, too.
They were bothering
him. Well, anyway, he wanted to come home, and the kids, it was 2 kids, of course, their passports were good for years,
uh-huh.
and they didn't want to come home, so they...
The kids wanted to stay in China?
Well, no, till as long as they could stay. His passport, their passports were only good for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to stay the year to see everything they could before they came home.
Yeah.
So they hired some woman to take care of him, and then they went around, looked around the country.
Oh. Did they travel throughout all of China besides Canton?
No, I don't think so. I think they just went around there. I don't think, they didn't go very far.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't leave him too long, you know. And, so Grandpa's, he said that those darn kids, they didn't want to come home, and he said, and then he said that he could see California right across the water. He could see it from where he was, he said. He looked over
vision.
That way, and he thought that was it, see.
So
then when finally they came home, he said, they wouldn't come home. He said, I could see it right there. You could just go across over there. But they, instead of that, they went all around someplace and took them a whole month before they went back home.
Mm-hmm. That was the three of them together.
Huh?
That was the three of them together. The 2 boys and
and
the old man.
See, he didn't realize. He thought that was California right over there that he could see across the water.
There's a bunch of islands probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why was it decided that the 2 youngest boys would go with him? Was
he
there
didn't
any...
decide. We decided that they would go.
Was this to help their education or get them some experience?
No, to
or?
Take care of him.
Just to take care of him.
We couldn't let him go alone.
Yeah. Did he have any relatives left in China that were close?
Yeah. Scads of them.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that all came and to see him and wanted money. You know, everybody wanted money.
But during the years, all those years in San Luis Obispo, did he help any of them at all with money? Did he ever?
He sent home money every month to build a school.
Oh, this kept on going.
Keep everybody, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he communicate with them? He wrote them letters, and they wrote back.
Yeah.
All those years, he kept that up.
That's right.
Well, he's a good man for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he supported them all that time.
And when he went over there, they still wanted more, is what happened.
Oh, sure. Well,
and China's very poor.
That's Chinese style, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they, then the kids got word, the boys got word, that somebody came and told them that there was a gang of bandits over in the next village, see?
Uh-huh.
And they had heard about this rich man from the gold country,
yeah.
and they were going to kidnap him and hold him for ransom. So during the night, they just took off and left the village and went somewhere else.
They escaped? Yeah, they were very lucky.
Before these bandits had a chance to come and get him.
Yeah. Since you help him a little bit of accounts, did you ever know maybe how much he was sending back to help the relatives from time to time?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
That was all transacted in Chinese. I have no idea.
Oh, I see. And during all these years, what was Young doing?
Working at the theater, mostly.
Working at the theater. Had he got his interest in photography yet?
No. Well, he always was interested in more or less, but not as something to really do.
It's just kind of a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you folks, say, go out to San Francisco together much, or go to L.A. yourselves much?
Now or then?
Well, then, Young and you.
No.
No. It's pretty much being in San Luis Obispo.
He did.
He went to...
I would go quite often.
To where?
Hmm?
To where?
To why?
You would go quite often where?
Just to see my mother.
In San Francisco.
In Berkeley.
In Berkeley, yeah. Would you take any of the children with you, like your daughter or?
Yeah. I always took her with me until she started going to school.
Oh, I see, yeah. So during these years, you still maybe more or less tended the store a little bit, since it was still there. Even when the old gentleman was in China, the store kept going.
I kept the store going.
Kept going. Uh-huh.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, because we were, that was when I went. Yeah, I took care of it, but there wasn't any business in the store. It was... supermarkets had all opened up, and grocery stores, little grocery stores like that, was no good. And I started to turn it into an art shop. And then when they came back, well, then Toby took it over and went and turned it into the art shop.
This was in the 30s, 1930s?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it went from a Chinese grocery store, dry goods, Chinese stuffs to...
just a regular Chinese store.
Uh-huh.
Had herbs and clothes, Chinese clothes, and groceries and stuff like that.
How did you develop the arts part? Did you go out to San Francisco to get the stuff?
Yeah, well, Grandpa was always going to San Francisco, and I'd go with him.
Uh-huh.
And then... I got to buying odds and ends, you know, to sell in the store.
I see.
Like beads and junk like that. And I was going to have turned it into an art shop.
It looks like a very nice one today. You've got some good things. So when the grandpa came back, he actually helped you folks with the buying to build it into an art shop. Is that right?
He didn't have anything to do with it.
Oh.
When they came back, Toby decided that he would take it over, and so he did.
So you and Toby would...
No.
Okay. And Toby has more or less managed it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Did you help him from time to time with it?
No.
That's when you just concentrated then more on the family?
Well, for a while, whenever he had to go someplace, I took care of it for him.
Mm-hmm.
But... later on, I didn't do it.
Yeah. Then the main thing is, I guess, raising your daughter at this time, because they were all old enough to take care of themselves. The only young child in the family now is your daughter at this time.
Yeah,
that's
she's
the only
the
one you take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to just regular schools in San Luis Obispo.
Mm-hmm. And through high school here.
She have a lot of friends. She just,
she's very popular.
Very
then
popular.
Then we sent her to Mills College.
Oh.
But she didn't like it. She wouldn't stay.
Any particular reason?
Too many women. Too many girls.
It's all
no
women.
Men.
It's all women.
No boys.
So did she come back and go to college somewhere else?
No.
Just forget. Just decided that was it.
She just got tired of going to school.
Yeah.
That's what happens to brilliant students. See, she was a straight-A student all through her school years, elementary and high school.
Yeah.
She's at the top of her class. So when they get, by the time they
get to... Is he valedictorian?
Yeah.
And things like that?
By the time they get to college, they don't like school anymore. And that's what happened to her.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, she finally decided to do what? She get married, or did she find a career?
Oh, I don't know. She fooled around, finally got married.
Today she's a housewife, mother?
No, she's a tax consultant and number one golfer.
Is that right?
Oh, you bet she is.
She was athletic, besides. She was bright in school.
She's won all the trophies that they had to offer in the golf club up there. She joined the golf club, and she wasn't there 3 months, and they elected her president.
Is that right? She really has get up and go.
She's got it.
Yeah, you told me she now lives in Lake Oswego.
Yeah.
That's her golf club. How'd she learn how to be a tax consultant? Is something she kind of fell into?
Oh, I don't know. She's pretty good at everything.
Yeah.
When she was in Chicago, she was the executive secretary at the law, Chicago University Law School.
Is that right? My goodness. That's a pretty responsible position.
She had five secretaries working under her.
Oh, my. Just very capable.
She went to work as just a regular secretary. Mm-hmm. And she'd no sooner started than they promoted her to executive secretary, put her in charge of the whole thing.
When she was in school, what subjects do you recollect that she excelled at best? Mm-hmm. Was it languages? Or?
No, I don't know. Everything that she did.
She just did everything well.
Everything she did.
Yeah. How about athletics? You remember her playing any special games like basketball?
Well, wasn't too interested in that.
Just played with the kids. Just very active. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about horseback riding and so on here in San Luis?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Did she stay home with you? She was out all the time, I guess.
Until she went away to college.
Yeah. I'm not sure I even asked what her name is. I should. What's her name?
You mean where?
No, what's her name?
Elsie.
It's Elsie.
Yeah.
Okay. That, I think of another thing I should have asked you about names. Did you ever have a Chinese name from your family?
You mean me?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask what it is? Don't really recall. You never use it.
In Cantonese, it was Chun Loi, but then they changed it afterward to Chun. It meant spring orchid. I don't know what. I can't pronounce it.
Oh, I see. Well, that's all right.
They said that the name was too. Wasn't high class enough, you know.
Well, I like spring orchid better.
Yeah, so they changed
lovely.
It to spring orchid.
Yeah. But when it came to your daughter, I guess did you bother to give her a Chinese name? Was the tradition strong enough for that? Or
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember whether anyone gave her a Chinese name or not. I don't think they did.
Yeah. So I guess as you go along, you were saying that you started to open a store, not a store, but a restaurant. You started a restaurant. When did the restaurant start in your family?
We first started in 27, I think.
Oh.
We had a little place.
Uh-huh.
And then we moved over and we had a bigger place, and we opened the bigger place in about 31.
Uh-huh. And that's Young and you?
And my brother. Three of us.
Your brother?
My brother.
Uh-huh. What made you decide to start a restaurant? Just to figure that was a good business to do?
Well, Young was working in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And this little bitty candy and sandwich place was right next door to it. And everyone said, why don't you open up a little restaurant there and get the business from the theater.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought maybe that was a pretty good idea, give us something to do. So we did it, and then it was such a big success that we moved uptown and opened up a bigger store, bigger place, restaurant. Mm-hmm. Real fancy one.
Oh, I'm going to ask, Stella, I'm going to ask you to stop because I just ran out.